Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Vandana Menon, senior writer at The Print, and in today's podcast, we will talk about why Sri Lanka has erupted in protests against the Rajapaksa government. Sri Lanka is in the middle of an economic crisis. There are shortages of essentials like fuel, milk, and rice. There are regular power cuts, sometimes lasting over 12 hours. Cars queue up outside petrol stations, exams have been cancelled due to paper shortages, and hospitals have been forced to suspend surgeries because of power cuts and medicine shortages. The protests have been taking place for over a month. But things took a turn on Thursday, 31st March, when protesters encircled President Rajapaksa's home. People are angry, and Sri Lankan citizens have been asking the government to step down. Most of the anger is directed against President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, and people are chanting slogans like Go Home Gota and Go Gota Go. Around 53 people were arrested and detained after Thursday's protest. The government declared a state of emergency on Friday and on Saturday announced a curfew from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. on Monday. The curfew was put in place to quell large-scale protests that have been planned across the island country. Around 664 people were arrested for violating curfew on Saturday night, with the police questioning anybody out on the streets past 6 p.m. A student activist, Tisara Aniruddha Bandara, was arrested just after midnight early on Saturday morning. He's an administrator of a Facebook group called Go Home Gota. The Sri Lankan government also blocked social media platforms like Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Viber, TikTok, Snapchat, and Telegram early on Sunday morning. The Telecommunications Regulatory Commission said the ban was a request from the Ministry of Defense. However, after sharp criticism, the government restored access to social media platforms on Sunday afternoon. The social media ban was also seen as a move to stop people from mobilizing. However, most people continued using social media through VPNs, including members of the government like Sports Minister Namal Rajapaksa, who criticized the ban despite being the nephew of President Gotabaya and son of Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa. On Sunday morning, the streets of Colombo were barricaded and eerily silent. But by Sunday afternoon, the mood had changed. Members of the Sri Lankan parliament took to the streets on Sunday to protest against the incumbent Rajapaksa government, defying the weekend curfew. People were on the streets unprompted by organizers, who told the Print that they had decided to stand down out of concerns for safety. In a state of emergency, the army is authorized to arrest people. Some protests turned violent, like in Kandy, where police used tear gas and water cannons. But at several other protests, the police seemed to be not intervening. The legal community in Sri Lanka has also made its feelings clear. Over 300 lawyers turned up to offer pro bono legal services to those arrested and detained. Lawyers were also present to ensure that student activist Tisara was also produced before court and granted bail, which happened at around 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Opposition MPs told the Print that the people's anger is justified. It's not practical to keep people confined in a state of curfew, said Field Marshal Sarath Fonseca, a former military chief and member of parliament. They have no food, they have no diesel, no electricity, no gas. One of these days, the government will feel the power of the people, he told the Print. That's all I have for you right now. This is Vandana Menon, senior writer at the Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.